Hello.
Hello, good evening. I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Phoenix. I am not selling anything and I will not ask you for a donation. May I please speak with Wanda Connelly?
Yes.
Thank you. And first of all, do you currently live in Phoenix, Arizona?
Yes.
And generally speaking,
no,
do you think that
I don't live in Phoenix. I live in Levine.
Okay. And generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off on the ground track?
I think it's going in the right direction.
And now I would like to ask you some questions about the Levine area of Phoenix. This area lies out of Salt River, north of South Mountain Park, west of 27th Avenue, and east of the Gila River Indian Community. Going forward, I'm going to refer to this area as Levine. Is that definition clear, or do you need me to read where the Levine area is again?
No, it's fine. It's fine.
Thank you. And can you please tell us in what year were you born, just to make sure we have a representative sample?
73.
And are you, is anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent? Yes or no?
No.
And do you consider yourself to be white, African-American, or black, Hispanic, or Latino, Asian, or Pacific Islander, multiracial? Thank you. And overall, how would you describe the quality of life in Levine? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
And next, I'm going to read you a list of things that people say will improve the quality of life in Levine. And please rate each item on a scale of 1 to 5. Where 1 means that it will do very little to improve the quality of life, and 5 means it will do a lot to improve the quality of life. You can use any number from 1 to 5, and remember, the higher the number, the more it will improve the quality of life in Levine. And the first one, more good paying jobs. More good paying jobs from 1 to 5.
5.
More affordable housing options to rent or buy from 1 to 5.
Three, I guess.
3. More shops and retail stores or commercial space for businesses from 1 to 5.
5.
The next one, more dining and entertainment options.
5.
And the last 3, better street and road maintenance.
5.
From better public transportation options from 1 to 5.
5.
And the last one, more parks and recreational opportunities.
5.
Thank you so much. And now, in terms of your job status, are you employed, unemployed, but looking for work, retired, a student, or a homemaker?
Employed.
And thinking about businesses in your area, would you say that there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Levine? What do you think? Too many, too few, or about the right amount?
Too few.
And would you say that there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of business that employ people who work in trade, warehouses, retail, and restaurants in Levine? What do you think? Too many, too few, or about the right amount?
Too few.
Too few. And now, thinking about commercial development, I'm going to read you a short list of different kinds of stores and businesses. And please just tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of that kind of business in Levine. Just 5. The first one, would you like to see more grocery stores and supermarkets in Levine? Yes, strongly, just somewhat, or no?
No.
No. Restaurants, bars, and entertainment venues?
Yes.
Strongly or just somewhat?
Is that okay?
Do you strongly or somewhat want to see more?
More
restaurants, bars, and entertainment
strongly.
Venues. Strongly, yes.
Strongly.
Okay. The next one, doctors' offices and hospitals. Yes, strongly, somewhat, or no?
Somewhat.
And the next one, would you like to see more home goods stores and other retail stores like Target?
Yes.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
And dollar stores and discount chains?
No.
No. Okay. And now, in your own words, what type of stores and businesses would you most like to see more of in Labin?
Restaurants.
Okay. And anything else?
Or
what type of restaurant? Okay, entertainment.
Any type of restaurant, places that serve food, whatever.
Okay, just let me record that very fast. Restaurant and entertainment venues, right?
Yeah.
Thank you for your opinion. And we're almost done with the survey. We are 75%. This is basically the last part. Thank you so much for your time.
You're killing me, yo. You are killing
me. I'm sorry, we're almost done, okay? I will go through the survey as quickly as I can. Switching gears a bit, how much of a problem is housing affordability in Labin? That is to say, how much it costs to buy or rent a home. Is housing affordability not a problem? A moderate, a fairly big problem, or a very big problem?
Not a problem.
Not at all. And how much of a problem is the availability of housing in Labin? That is to say, the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments that are available to buy or rent. It's a very big
problem.
Or not at all, okay? And still thinking about residential development, I'm going to read you a short list of different kinds of housing, just four. And please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of that kind of housing in Labin. The first one, single-family detached homes. Would you like to see more or no?
No.
No. Housing options for seniors. Would you like to see more or no?
Sure, more.
And strongly or just somewhat more?
Some.
And multifamily housing like apartments or condominiums? Strongly yes,
no.
Somewhat or no? No. And the last one, townhouses or attached homes?
No.
No, okay. And how long have you lived in Phoenix? Less than 5 years? 5 to 10, 11 to 20, or more than 20 years?
5 to 10.
And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
Home.
And lastly, this is the last part of the survey. Again, thank you for your help. I'm going to read you some proposals to address housing costs and options in Labin. And please just tell me whether you favor or oppose each one. The first proposal is to change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings. Do you favor or oppose that as a way to address housing costs and options? And this, do you strongly favor, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose the construction of more condominium buildings?
Somewhat.
Somewhat favor. Mm-hmm. The next proposal, change zoning laws to allow a mix of single-family homes, townhouses, and apartments and condominiums in the same neighborhood. Would you strongly favor, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose that proposal?
Oppose.
Strongly oppose, or just somewhat?
Strongly.
Strongly. And the last four, repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing.
Oppose.
Strongly or somewhat opposed?
Strongly.
And just three more. Change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more multifamily housing like townhomes, duplexes, and triplexes.
Opposed.
Strongly or just somewhat, sorry?
Yes.
Strongly opposed. And the last two. Repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing.
Opposed.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Strongly opposed. And the last one, change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings.
Opposed.
Strongly or just somewhat?
Strongly.
And now I would like to ask you three questions for statistical purposes only, and we are done. Can you please tell us what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I have 2 master's degrees.
Thank you. And what is your annual household income? Just stop me when I get the right amount, please. Is less than $25,000, $25,000 to $50,000, $50,000 to $75,000, $75,000 to $100,000, $100,000 to $125,000, or more than $125,000?
More than $125,000.
And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Nikki.
Nikki, okay. And this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important for us. And thanks again for your help.
Thank you.